It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we bring you the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcasts from. It is Thursday, November the 9th. Hope your week is going the way that you planned it. What a day yesterday was. No laughing matter, of course, with Optus, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Got a question for you, though. Are you buying property and finding that you are being out-muscled by foreign buyers? Well, they are increasingly active in Australia's new build property market, reaching a 5.5-year high, driven by migration, especially into New South Wales. This from Domain this morning. New home sales to foreign buyers have risen for the fourth consecutive quarter, reaching 10.1%. Now, that is the highest in over 5 years. Migration into New South Wales is playing a significant factor, with 14.9% foreign buyer activity in the state, and foreign buyers for established properties also rose 4.1% nationally. So that is obviously a problem. And this morning we are talking once again to Vincent, who is a first home buyer. You might remember Vincent, we spoke to him several months ago. So let's go to you, Vincent. And as I mentioned, those first home buyers are starting, some of them, to compete against the foreign buyers. So what do you think about that?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I think that it is quite a scary data and worrying, not from the perspective of, you know, migration and everything, but from the perspective of the more people wanting to buy properties, especially competing against the first home buyers in Australia, it will only drive the price up. And I do know people around my age, they are in a way being outmuscled by people who came from overseas wanting to invest their money, their life savings into a property in Australia, because I get it and I understand why people want to come and live here. The issue being posed is that for us who want to buy, who work and earn our money in Australia, it is increasingly challenging for us to compete with these overseas buyers.
Yep, no doubt about it. It is just another factor that buyers have to contend with. And I mentioned last time we spoke, of course, you were hanging on there with the property that you bought. You're also a business owner. The RBA, of course, they raised the cash rate 4.35% on Tuesday, a level not seen in 12 years. So how are you getting on? What was your thinking with regard to the 25%? Basis points.
We are still hanging here. I feel that every time there's an increase, we always use that word unprecedented in so many years, because for a lot of us, especially people from my generation, this is unprecedented. And I think it puts a pressure for people, including myself as a homeowners. But at the same time, I feel that as a business owner, I get the double whammy of the negative impact of the interest hike, especially so close to Christmas. This is supposed to be, you know, the period where people are spending more, people are keeping the economy going, their retail spending is increasing for this period of time from November, December, and a little bit into January. So I feel that there are a lot of business owners out there, including bigger businesses like retailers, who feel that this latest increase is a little bit untimely.
Yeah, unfortunately, when it comes to a rate rise, it's always going to be untimely. But what about your friends in a similar situation to you? Friends like millennials that are heavily caught up in the rate cycle. What sort of stress levels are they at right now?
This time around is a little bit different to earlier this year, because earlier this year, even though people were talking about the likelihood of the rate being increased, you know, every month, we saved like crazy in terms of the past 3 months. I think hopefully this is what the RBA would like to see. And if everyone is doing that, maybe it will rein in inflation.
Okay, so that's really interesting that over the 3 months in the pauses, that particularly the millennials, you and your friends, you've been able to really save up and get ready for any other rate rise. So we'll come back in just a moment. We'll talk more with Vincent, and we will also take a look at this major Optus outage and just how much of an effect this has been, particularly on businesses.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
And right now it is time for another 30-second property tip. We are going to Melbourne and catching up again with Joseph Lupino, who is an auctioneer. And good morning to you, Joseph. What have you got for us this morning?
Yeah, just a quick tip for maybe some novice or new buyers out there, that remembering on the day, it is not a competition against the agents. It is going to be more about you and the other bidding parties that are there. Don't take any pressure from what might come from the agents that are there. Remember what your limit is. Remember what your budget is. And just remember that it is you competing against other bidders, not the agent and not the homeowner.
I think that is a really good tip, because I have seen that. I've seen an agent really sort of pushing the individual into just raising the hand, and they've ended up buying something at a higher price point. And, you know, that's never good.
No, look, it's a high pressure scenario to begin with on the day. So I think go in it with a clear mindset, go at your own pace, take your time, and just really be clear about what you're doing and whether you really want to.
Listen to expert perspectives with exclusive real estate conversations and supercharge your knowledge base with us.
Well, I see that it was on this day, this very day back in 2016, Republican Donald Trump is elected 45th President of the United States of America. And of course, now he is besieged with so many of these court cases. It looks like he's going to have to pay a minimum of $250 million. And then, of course, there's the chance that he could do some serious jail time as well if convicted on conspiracy charges. So it's all happening. If it's happening at your place and you are turning a year older for today, for November the 9th, happy birthday. You share it with Delta Goodrum. She's turning 38.
It's the main centre forecast.
And around the country, first we go to Sydney. Cloudy conditions with showers to develop, your high of 27. A very cloudy day in Melbourne with 22. Brisbane expecting lots of sunshine, 25 degrees. And in Perth, expecting also a very cloudy day and your high 24.
Every week, unravel the real estate market to empower your real estate knowledge.
And we are back on your Real Estate Thursday, as mentioned, the 9th day of November. Yesterday is a day to really forget, a major Optus outage, which really disrupted services for 10 million customers, causing chaos for not only businesses, hospitals and transport. In fact, as far as the transport is concerned, the Melbourne train network, we heard, was out. People could not do their online banking services. And Communications Minister Michelle Rowland called the outage a deep and significant network problem.
We now understand, and this has been confirmed, that calls to 000, the emergency service, cannot be made from Optus landline services. In relation to Optus mobiles and the ability to make 000 calls, that is operating as per the protocol that is in place, which is commonly known as camping on other networks.
Good to know that camping on other networks was working. So it was a serious problem. It affected us with some of our guests yesterday that could not connect with the Real Estate podcast. And telecommunications is not just vital, but it's critical to doing business. As a business, you are only as good as your telcos are. And I saw some interesting comments comments online yesterday about being a cashless society. Some comments saying, God help us if we become a cashless society, and many people just were not able to get their money out. How did you get on, Vincent, yesterday? Did you have a plan B?
Not only I have a plan B, I always have plan C as well, because you never know what can happen. And the same goes with cash. I really do think that while I welcome the convenience of cashless system, I do believe that you need to have a plan B when it comes to your telecommunication services. Around about 40% of Renovati on my business is e-commerce. So I have to make sure that in the event of things like this, it can actually still operate, because if not, then we're losing almost a day. I remember yesterday, it was well into the day before everybody's services was sort of kind of started to be restored. And having that plan B and plan C is an insurance policy, literally, to make sure that your business is still operating. But the same thing with cash. You need to have cash, even though you don't have it with you all the time, because I am one of those people who don't actually carry my wallet anymore, but you have to have it at home. My parents always taught me to have cash at home, because in the event of emergency, you need to be able to leave the house and still do things, because, you know, if you want to fill in your car with petrol and everything, or emergency medication, you need to be able to pay for it. And if the system is down, cash is king.
Cash is always king, I think, and particularly highlighted by yesterday. I think that when it comes to major telcos like an Optus, I think far too many of us just rely on them being so big that they've got their act together, and it's just dangerous. It doesn't matter how big a company is, they can be cyber attacked. But yeah, you've just got to have plan B and plan C, and not just look at these major telecommunications as they're so big, I can rely and trust on them.
Well, the issue with being big, it also means that it is a bigger target. We don't know if it's just a system failure connected to any attack, but we all still fresh in our mind in terms of the previous cyber attack. So especially at the early hour yesterday, people were really concerned with their privacy, the security of their data, and the fact that the CEO of Optus actually came out and said that they were not sure what caused the issue. I feel that it made a lot of people, myself included, a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I think you and a lot of other people, Vincent. Well, we'll leave it there. Enjoy your Thursday. Watch that you've always got enough cash at home, because it is pretty important to have a little bit of that cash for medical supplies, for petrol, particularly if the apocalyptic event takes place. We need petrol in the car, Vincent.
You never know, so better worry than sorry.
That's right. All right, thanks again for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
You have two people interested in the property, and then you hold a private auction. How often does this happen where you are?
Well, it happens even with our expressions of interest campaigns. It can occur where we've got, again, three or four parties who hold interest in a property at the same price, and the vendor is willing to sell the property for that price. And I think one of the reasons our company does that as a policy is to maintain transparency through the process, so that everyone gets a fair chance of buying the property, securing the property, but equally they can see who their competition is. I think it's important to make sure that all parties are looked after. Every buyer one day becomes a seller.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.